Now I'm recording.
Now recording. Let's go. Everybody. Another episode of Nick and Nairi.
You know, new season. We still putting out these episodes consistently. We doing our thing. Last season ain't work out for us how we expected it to, but new season, we finna get right.
Real, I'm saying, real hopeful. Coming into the preseason, beat the brakes off you, you know.
Beat the brakes off me. You won by 10.
What does that matter? You just 10. Were stagnant on offense. Defense wasn't really doing much, you know.
Stagnant offense. I actually scored on that. It's supposed to be you won by 3, but they called back my touchdown.
Because you were holding, so I really don't want to hear that.
Big body drumming.
Never heard of him.
Big body drumming, you know what I'm saying?
I don't.
But we're going to talk about our schedules, strength of schedule, the draft, a little recap. A lot of people ain't show up, so, you know, the computer was doing their thing, putting them
numbers. Yeah, if they had their board set up, some crazy blockbuster trades, you know, I got rid of Parsons. I don't say got rid of, but traded Parsons.
You did trade Parsons.
I did. Didn't expect to, but you know, going through the trade block, seeing some things. Some people wanted to have some fun. So I'm like, hey, let's shake it up a little. Try some things out. Think Drake Jackson is going to be a great addition. Along with my other end. So I think my edge rushers are going to be pretty solid this year. Free agency. Picked up on some things. Got another QB. Try him out. See how he's doing. Young guy. 80 overall. I mean, he's 4 years younger than Willis. But, I mean, he's a way higher overall. So feel like we can get something going. 94 throw power. Really good running back room I'm developing. Let's see. What my schedule look like? Really doesn't matter because I just got to perform.
I mean, it does matter, though. You say it don't matter, but it does.
I don't think it does. Honestly, like, I can sit here and name on my schedule and all these potential games, but it's like, you don't win them and you miss the playoffs, so you go 7-9-1. I mean, sure. No matter how hard your schedule is. Or how easy it is.
Your schedule's kind of tough, though. I was looking at it earlier.
Yeah, I have Broncos week 1, Chiefs week 2, Giants week 3, Cards week 4, Seahawks week 5, and I have a bye week. And then I have, we're advancing.
Yes, sir.
I make these cuts. Who you cutting, man?
I can tell you right now, actually.
Yeah, week 7, I got the Niners, Rams, Commanders, Bears, Giants, Eagles, Raiders. I mean, I have a pretty solid schedule. I think I can win a good amount of these games, but like I said, I got to stick to the plan this season. So stick to it, work.
Yes, sir. You know, us Brownies. We're going to do our thing no matter who.
The Broncos are in shambles. They got the pieces. They just got to figure out. They got to stick with something long enough to make it work. But it's
I play a couple of the new users, though. So, you know, I don't know how good they are. Vikings, Cards. I got Van Week 2. Posh Week 4. And then Sparty, Grizz, Rugger. I haven't played Rugger in a minute. I think he's improved from earlier in the cycle, though.
Mm-hmm.
Brap, Rob, Busy, Airby.
Any given Sunday, anybody can win. You just never know.
Facts.
What's going on with Swartz, man? You gonna get rid of him?
Yeah. He's on the block.
Go ahead, send him over here. Put him in a cowboy uniform.
For the right price.
Name your price.
We're gonna talk off stream. Yeah, I don't want to say too much for the people to hear.
And shout out to the user who tuned in last episode and gave us some game. Truly appreciate it. It really means a lot to us.
Yes, sir.
Tune in, and if you guys tune in and you do have some tips you can spare us, we definitely want to continue to get better and make the league fun, spice it up. So we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. And, yeah, keep dropping gems for us so we can get better.
I've had a couple people hit me up post-pod and give me some tips.
That's definitely dope. Shout out to the XFL for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't gatekeep the good stuff. It makes everybody better.
Bring back X school. If I could send some messages in there. And get better.
You can keep the lights on at X school.
Facts.
Let's see here. But you want to bring up, pull up the draft?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You've seen Jiggy's, his breakdown of where he thinks the mock draft?
I have seen it.
Pretty dope.
I don't know. It is.
I can do the Jags, but I mean, looking at all the other, if Nick takes the Seahawks, then I'm not taking the Jags. But I mean, if everybody jumps to that division, then I'll have no choice.
I mean, I doubt Nick's division fills up immediately.
Yeah. What do you think the first division to fill up is? I think that's a good question.
Let me see. First division to fill up, I would say,
because according to the breakdown, if I'm not mistaken, it looked like it would be the NFC East potentially, maybe, because you have Grizz taking the Eagles, then J-Mo with the Giants, Jared taking the Cowboys.
And I think Jack's going Washington, so that might be the first division to fill up. Honestly. Mm-hmm. So I say NFC East or NFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, NFC East or NFC West for sure.
All right, let's look at this recap. We got Cam Taft going number one overall QB for the Minnesota Vikings. Superstar guy. So, I mean, not bad at all.
I didn't really scout, so.
Everybody didn't look until the day of when I set the board. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to try. And whatever works, works.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I mean, I got a star dev, middle linebacker. I mean, hopefully he can develop well, really fast.
That's the main reason I traded back. I just didn't know, like, what was out there.
I mean, that was an X factor in here, so. Got taken. Jeremy Strong. Commanders left outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Not sure if he knows that, but yeah. He got an X factor there, Leo.
He definitely knows.
Okay.
Definitely knows. But yeah, who'd you get? Darden. Anthony Darden.
Yes, sir.
Middle linebacker, 90 speed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I coverages think still pair well.
Eh.
I think run stop wise, I think he can be a factor for me.
For sure. 91 Excel, 77 strength, 72 awareness, 83 hip out. It's not bad.
Not bad at all. I mean, I think I can stuff some inside zone, get out to the perimeter, stuff some outside. I think he'll be good, but I don't really see myself using him.
Are you going to let him do his? You going to let him do his own thing?
I think if send him in to get some pressure, I think he'll definitely hit home. I just needed to kind of get some more speed on defense, get some more guys on defense. But like, that's where I really didn't do well last season. So tried to build up the defense. Started with the middle linebacker and kind of branched out from there. Who did you take? Let's see what you took. Steven Rhodes.
I took a left tackle.
You took a left tackle? Your first overall pick?
Yeah. That's my first round pick. Pick 32. LaMarcus Allison.
Oh, there we go.
He's nice, LaMarcus, though. Hidden div. Immediate starter on the team.
What happened to the other lineman that we were talking about earlier that day? Did he go earlier?
He did.
Enrique Roper.
Enrique Roper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
It turned out to be a normal dev. DBD took him. Where he was chosen, he will automatically become a star dev since it's in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, taking LaMarcus Allison, he gets to play his true position. And I had a rookie, Cordell Cook, playing left tackle for me. So he gets to move over and play right tackle now. So, you know, we'll see how this works out. O-line's getting younger. Wyatt Teller's the last man standing for me. 91 overall. Everybody's retired.
Commanders with the second overall pick grabbed us safety, 94 speed, 93 excel.
Oh, yeah, free he's safety. Nice.
That's crazy. That's the fastest safety I've seen in a while.
Rob's safety is nice, too. Not as fast, but definitely solid. 90 hit power, 91 speed, 72 zone. 90 hit power playing free safety is crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
But
superstar, yes sir.
You know, Tampa Bay took that receiver I was looking at, Jonathan Whitfield. Super fast guy, supposed to be undrafted. Took him at pick 20.
Sleepers.
96 speed though. Much slower than I was expecting.
The street counter out.
Yes sir. The other receiver that was super fast, I think it was Jamal Booker.
Yeah, it was.
96 speed as well. So, no true burners this draft.
But, I mean, fast enough to hit the threshold to make something work.
I mean, 92 speed is fast enough to hit the threshold.
For real, there you go. That's all you need.
But, how you feel about your draft?
Feel that I got some good pieces. I like this team a lot more than what I had going on last year. So just put some guys in the right position to make plays, and we should be good to go.
Okay.
Got to get back to the basics. Got some good corners. Got a good, strong safety. I think he came out 75 overall, so it was a pretty solid, strong safety. Definitely needed somebody in that position for me.
I grabbed me a D tackle, which was a huge need. Grabbed me a left tackle, which was a huge need. Working on some other things. I hate when I just wish you could choose which guy you want your receiver to mentor. Like, why would you mentor this random guy?
That's Madden for you.
Like, I don't want you to mentor this dude.
He's a bum, to say it.
Like, there's a clear receiver I wanted to perform. And Madden just chose the only other rookie receiver I drafted. Oh no, I drafted three rookie receivers. I'm tripping. But yeah, I got Vikings week one.
Yeah, I have Broncos, I believe. Yeah, Broncos week one. We were set weird. To off at like 9:15 around that time.
Yeah, I'm playing around 9:30. What's weird is Vikings is my week 3 game for preseason.
Yeah. That was me last season. I played Ravens preseason, and then we literally played, and then as soon as that game was over, we played week 1. So that was a pretty fun time. But what you looking forward to this season besides losing?
I'm just trying to perform.
Any specific goals you're trying to hit?
See what these rookies can do.
Trying to develop guys or what?
I mean, it's a little too late to develop guys, but, you know, just see what they can do.
Already got your mindset tour, Mind 24, with your little Texans pick.
Yes, sir.
The game is going to be dope probably at launch, and then once they upgrade, give us our first update, it's going to be trash. But I think they're going to do, it's going to be like some different features like cross play. So servers might be a little shaky, but we'll just have to see. It's all speculation right now. How do you think you're going to shake up in your division this year? It must be muted. Well, while he's muted, and it's just me here, Cowboys going undefeated. Tom Hayden throwing for 4,000. Luke Cohen running for 2,000. That's what's going to happen. Calling it now. Larson's lucky we don't play this season. He would have got the L.
Man.
What happened?
Why can't my quarterback get a speed upgrade?
You was on mute because you're trying to figure out why your quarterback can't get a speed upgrade?
Nah, I was handling something. Yeah. I just need a speed upgrade. Just a couple. Like 3.5.
Shout out my second string running back. Leading the league in rushing. A little foreshadowing.
You talking about Ramon Kramer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's a dog. 93 speed, 92 excel, I think. Something along those lines. 6'1 or 6'2. He's a big back.
Big body, for real.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he scored on you. You seen him.
He did?
Yeah, that was the one that broke on that 31.
You know, when we play, I don't pay attention to those players. They're not impact players.
You don't care about when you get scored on?
They're not impact players.
He scored a touchdown on you. How is he not an impact player? He touched the ball, and then 7 got added to the score.
He's not an impact player. He's just a guy on the field. Like, nobody on your team is an impact player. There's nobody on your team. I'm like, oh, let me watch out for this guy.
That's a lie.
Let me watch out for this guy. Nah.
That's a lie. You literally
it's asked, just like,
you oh, asked me to Cowboys. Send one of my receivers to you after the game we played last time.
I don't recall.
All right, don't make me put the screenshots.
I don't recall. Hey, do what you got to do. I don't recall.
Of course, huh? Plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth. You talking about last time we played when you lost?
What do you mean?
That's what you're talking about? Last time we played when you lost to me.
Oh, you mean the game you deserved to win?
Wow. Now we're talking about who deserves wins. I bet you say your last, what, seven opponents didn't deserve those wins.
I did say that openly. I said all them games that I lost within 3-7 didn't deserve to lose them games.
That's crazy. You didn't deserve to win them. That's why you lost. Nah. Be better.
Nah. You're only as good as your last step. Like your last step was lost. So you can watch your tone, young man.
Bruh, this man is bragging about a preseason game. Nick Larson is in here talking crazy to you on the regular.
He's not talking crazy to
you. You bragging, delusional on the regular about a preseason game.
Oh my bad. I just like to compete. If you like to lose, that's all you have to say. I mean, it could be practice, it could be a game. You know, winners win.
This is why they look at you like that, bro.
Like what?
Bro said you're second best on the pod.
He doesn't even believe that.
And you know what you did? You know what you did?
When?
You started bragging about a preseason game.
I didn't really brag about it. I just stated the facts.
We won the game. Would you say? What would the tweet say? We beat the brakes off the Browns. There was no break that was beat.
Yeah, you were beat.
That was sarcastic. 10 points.
You lost. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. I'm top two on the podcast, but I beat you. But you know, it's okay.
This guy. Week one, win or loss? You winning?
Week one, I'm getting a dub. Week two, I'm getting a dub again.
Week three?
And then we're just going to stop talking from there. Because last time we did this, I lost the last 8 or 9. We're not going to get into this again.
So what you're saying is, guac, easy dub. And Jerry, easy dub. That's what you said. Week one, you said week one, we getting a dub. Week two, we getting a dub again. And then after that, you're going
to
be quiet.
I'm saying I'm not going out there to lose. That's what I'm saying.
So what you're saying is,
no further
Broncos and Chiefs are screwed. He's targeting the whole division. He said,
no further questions.
No further questions. I'm just.
No further questions.
You know what I'm saying?
No further questions.
You
know what I'm
saying? You said Broncos and Chiefs is trash.
No further questions. We appreciate what you're doing, but no further questions. I think I've ate enough humble pie.
Think so?
Nah, not at all.
I mean, you might as well say you're going to win week 18.
Bro, too. Let me see. You got Vikings, Bengals.
Week 13.
Cards. Win. Win. So you got Vikings. So how you
win? Win. I'm sweeping the schedule.
You're sweeping the schedule. So you're not taking no losses.
Sweeping the schedule. None.
So you're just saying everybody you play is trash.
Trash. Garbage.
Garbanzo.
Garbage. You know how when you're walking outside and a little rapper gets stuck on your shoe and you start scraping it, trying to get it off. That's them. That's my opponents.
Wait, that's who?
That's my opponents. Full schedule.
The Bengals, the Cards, the Titans.
No. All of them. Tosh, Jiggy, Brap.
You even play Jiggy?
Yeah, I play Jiggy.
When do you play him?
I don't know. He's somewhere on there.
How you know you play him, man?
I looked at the schedule earlier, bro. He's on there, though.
Let me see.
Week 16.
Okay. Week 16.
Yep, Busy Rob, Rugger, Air V, Grizz, Sparty, Van, Tosh, Chaos Revolver, The Badger.
Really, I don't really see you getting too many wins.
Who else? Did I say Rob? I ain't gonna say Rob. Rob's a good dude. JMO.
You can't take it back now. You've already
NWS.
Gum at the bottom of your shoe.
Nah, not Rob. He's a good dude.
Nah, you already.
We like Nick and Ari support Rob's movement. We support the Texans franchise.
The Nick and Ari supports it. I can't speak to the Nari part.
Rob done drafted his, what, sixth quarterback this cycle?
Hey, you just got to keep going so you find the right guy. And then even when you find the right guy, you can't be sure sometimes. Because I thought Willis was the guy. He's probably is the guy, but you don't know.
You don't know who the guy is.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I do know who the guy is. I'm about to show you who the guy is.
Man. You finna ball out, huh? You said.
Yeah, I'm finna ball out. It ain't going to be. Said
50 on the Broncos, 50 on the Chiefs. That's what you said.
It's not going to be 50 because we're running the ball this year, baby.
Running. You said 25. 25 nothing.
It's going to be 12-10. It's going to be a low-scoring game.
25 nothing. That's crazy.
We came here to run the ball. That's it.
You just out here disrespecting your opponents, huh?
I won't say disrespecting. I'm just going to – we're going to see what that box is like. That's it. That's all.
Y'all hear this. He said he's going to run the ball on you and there's nothing you can do about it. Stack the box if you want to.
I wouldn't say there's nothing you can do, but I'm just letting you know what I'm going to do. And you got a plan for it, cool. If not, six.
If not six, you hear this guy?
I'm not coming to lose. What do you mean?
Dang. You know that receiver that was torturing you?
Who's
big
that?
Body, 6'3", Drummond.
He wasn't. We're not gonna sit here and act like he was torturing.
The one that the one that smoked your.
He wasn't torturing anybody.
He's only 84 speed.
You were talking about the scrubs were in the game. Literally, the scrubs were in the game. He wasn't doing that on anybody that was worth anything.
He's 84 speed. How did your corner get beat?
What that have to do with me? That corner out there would not be in the game if we were playing.
That's your player.
That's not.
That's your guy.
It's not my guy.
You got your guys out there looking bad like that?
I wouldn't say that in the slightest.
I need to get a fullback.
Yeah, you should just draft one so you don't have to keep getting one in a free agency.
No, that's why. Why would I draft one for 4 years when I could just, free agency for one?
Why would you keep getting
one? Give him a cool 10,000. Give him a cool 10,000. He'd be all right.
Gonna be the same if you draft him.
Nah.
I kept doing 1 year deals. It made no sense. I do drafting one now. I don't have to worry about it. I don't want to cut this guy. I don't want to move this guy to practice squad though.
I need to make one more cut, then I'm straight. I need a middle linebacker too.
Right. Are they trying to make me send my man to the practice squad? He's already starting on this roster.
Hey, I need it. One guy. One guy has to go.
There we go. Saving all these guys.
I'm cutting Drummond.
You're lying.
84 speed's not going to cut it for the team.
Bruh, you're wilding. After you just did all this talking, you better keep that man for them short yardage.
80? Short yardage? He's 6'3 with no
okay, my bad. Not short yardage, but keep him for like goal line situations. Just
to throw ball. It up? I have.
Yes.
I already have three of him.
Okay, well.
And he's the worst one. Spot.
Move him to the practice squad.
He's 26.
What does that even mean? You can't put him on the practice squad when he's that old?
Nah.
So you look at that. You learn something every day.
He has to be cut. He has to go.
Yeah, I'm about to cut Lamont Goodwill.
Hey, if anybody want Ben Drummond, Brandon Drummond, I got some nice pictures of him doing Cowboys dirty. You know what I'm saying?
What?
He's gonna go up and get it.
Why? You have some penalties.
Whoa.
That's what you got. There's a whole lot of holding going on.
Nah, he scored on you.
He didn't score, bro.
He did score.
He did not score. You want me to send you a pic?
You want me to send you a picture?
You can send the pic. I was in the game.
I All right, I'm gonna send you a picture. I'm gonna send you a picture.
You don't have to send the picture.
They called back the late one. I threw two.
You kept throwing him the ball, and he did not come down with it.
He came down with it, and they called it back.
Before that, touchdown, bro. Before that, touchdown. It gets called back. Before that,
he scored.
No, he didn't.
He has a touchdown in that game.
He does not.
Go check. Go check now.
I got time for that, bro.
Go check now.
I'm getting my roster.
Like I was saying, bro. Brandon Drummond, quick off the line, explosive. He's slow, but he's going to get
there. You're talking him up, but you're finna cut him. So what does that even mean? Yeah, what's the point?
He's off the team.
Okay, so I mean, you just wasted your time there.
That's tough.
That's tough. All I remember was Sharif Hood going for 54 on you.
I have no clue who that is.
I do, because he burned you.
Did he?
Went crazy. Ran right past your corner.
Like I said, you don't have any impact players, so you know. When I played you, it was just like...
Get the dub, though. That's the crazy part.
When I played you, it was just like, oh, we're playing the Cowboys.
But you lost. So like, how can you say that?
Like, you play the Chargers, like, oh, we got to play Tyson Church. You play...
No, that's not.
You play Boone. You're like, oh, we got to play that Noble guy. That Noble guy's going to go crazy.
Never heard of him.
Like, you play... Once back in the day, you play the Cowboys. It's, oh, we got to play Jose Parker. He's a dog. You know, no, I told you to take him. He was going stupid. 1,000-yard receiver, and then fell off the face of the earth. You know why?
He got suspended.
Cowboys. And then after that, you just never put him in again.
Yeah, because I moved on to other wide receivers. I started spreading the ball.
Cowboys.
All I know is when I play the Browns, I'm like, it stinks in here. Like, that's it. That's all, man.
Hey, if that's how you feel, man.
Only time the Browns are going to the Super Bowl is when you're flushing the toilet. I mean, that's all I'm saying, bro.
Bro, you can't even make it out the first round, and you're talking to me?
I'm talking to you because when the Super Bowl comes around, where are you at? Right next to me.
Stop it. Who did you beat in the first round? Tell me that. Who have you beaten in the first round?
When's the last time you made it to a first round?
What? 2 seasons ago?
2 seasons?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Probably 3 seasons. Not two.
It's 2 seasons, and I've been to 3. You've been to 1, and you were a 1-and-done.
I've been to 2. The other one, I went on a cruise, so couldn't make it.
You'd have been a 1-and-done.
I made it to 2.
That's your pattern.
What?
That's your pattern.
What's my pattern?
Make the playoffs, 1-and-done.
We have the same pattern.
1-and-done. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well... Best of luck to you and your season there, buddy.
Yes, sir. I told you. We're sweeping the schedule. Bring out the brooms.
I wouldn't say that, but
bro, we're cleaning our schedule like the confetti off the field when we win this Super Bowl this season. I'm telling
you. You're not winning a Super Bowl.
I'm telling you.
You're not winning a Super Bowl.
We got them guys.
You don't have nobody on your team worth anything.
We got them guys.
Your team is a...
Did you just ask me for sports? Did you just ask me for Swartz?
Because you're not using them.
Did you just ask me for Swartz? Come on,
just because you blind don't mean I am.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Like I said.
Season 65. We're sweeping the schedule. Let's go.
You know what I'm setting?
You said what now?
Set the goal. Win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. We're setting the goal. It's set. Playoff team. See? We're more than just the 7-win team.
See?
Let's go.
Game 1.
Stand out.
What we trying to do? Dominate an offense. How we going to do it? I'm running for 400 on the Vikings. Yes, sir. Pound the rock.
You got to be original, bro. You've never been a runner. So I don't even know why you're out here trying to be like me. It's okay.
I had more rushing yards than you last season. Be quiet. You were passer last season.
I was more balanced. I actually ran that fast.
You were, you were a passer.
I'm a runner. You're
right. I couldn't remember because after I beat you, your team was irrelevant. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. What was that score again?
I don't remember. Exactly. After I beat you, your team was irrelevant. It was like the Cowboys. Oh.
We got like the same record.
We did it. I won more games than you.
Man, hard to believe.
That's crazy. After that,
we've won. We got JoJo Curry and Daryl Cheeks.
You see that?
But we at home.
When he plays the Cowboys, he doesn't know any of your players. Stadium. Like, you, how do you know two of his players and he don't know none of yours?
Because we out here scouting. We're locked in. We're ready to go.
I'm going to hit up Guac and ask him. Name three Cowboys players without looking at their roster. He probably can't give me one. He's going to say Dak. He's not even on your team no more.
That's crazy. The season just started. You got a bunch of red arrows. Your team already unhappy. That's crazy.
My team has no red arrows. Started. That's crazy.
Why are they mad? They mad because they got to be on your team? That's crazy.
I have no red arrows.
Red arrows is crazy. You just started. Oh, you got like 30 wide receivers and don't pass the ball.
I don't have 30 wide receivers.
I'm looking at these wide receivers. Whole lot of 94, 96, 93, but you don't pass the ball.
I don't.
Eli Dowling? Come on, come over here to.
He's a rookie. I just got him. He's a rookie.
You're not going to pass it to him. Go ahead, send him over here.
He had a catch in our game.
Corey Overstreet, 89 rookie. Go ahead, get rid of him. You're not going to use him. Jeremiah Williams?
He's a starter. Not going to use him. Jeremiah Williams is not touching the field.
Why'd you go and get Rondell Moore? You don't need him. Just mismanaging funds. Crazy.
Mismanaging funds. I got $100 million in cap. I could do whatever I want.
Mismanagement of funds is crazy.
Do whatever I want.
And then you choose to lose.
I grabbed three mores. Ended up with one of them. Sick. All over a year or two, man.
I don't even got a first round pick for 2030. Crazy.
Yeah, I traded it.
I seen. I'm looking at what you got. You ain't got nothing. Yeah.
What I need it for.
True enough, it's going to be pick one.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
I told you I'm sweeping the schedule. Pick 32. Probably max. Pick 32 max.
Let's see what else we got going on.
Oh, Rob just went live. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the podcast. You know, guy, support my guy.
The man. Shout out to Rob. Go get his dub. All right, real quick before we hop out of here. Week one projections. Who's getting the dub? Little verbal survivor here. I always forget send them and submit them. I'm gonna be honest.
I just did a couple weeks. I usually do the full 18 just in case, because I definitely don't remember.
Week one, who you got? Let's go.
Hey, I'm in practice and Overstreet's kind of going crazy.
The rookie that you're not gonna play?
The rookie that started. Rams, Ravens. I bet Rams, but I really don't know. I haven't seen him play too many games.
Later. I'll take Miami over New Orleans. I'll take the Giants over the over the Commanders. I'm taking the Chiefs over the Eagles. I'm taking the Jets over Vegas. Taking Dallas over the Broncos, taking the Niners over the Texans. Sorry, Rob. I have Tosh beating the Steelers. Irek beating the Cardinals. I got Pride beating Nick. I got the Vikings beating the Browns. I got Van beating the Lions. I got the Colts beating Jacksonville. Bracket beating Tripod. And let's see. I think Boone can upset Tampa Bay. I think that could be
if you can stop the streaks, then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Tampa Bay's big card.
And then we got Rugger versus Jiggy. Rugger has definitely been solid.
Rugger all day.
He's been solid. But I'm taking Jiggy. And that's going to be my picks. Verbal survivor.
Verbal survivor.
Verbal.
I got Rams. Rams over Ravens. Falcons over Bucks. Jiggy over Rugger. VBD over Rob. Bracket over Tide Pod. Chiefs over Eagles. I haven't seen the Cardinals play, but I'm gonna say Seahawks over Cards.
Ooh, shout out to Rob, got a 99 overall linebacker, Earl Alexander.
Oh yeah, that's fire.
That's definitely fire. Shout out to Rob.
Yeah. Jack over JMO. Giants over Washington. Osh over Brap. Even though I don't think they'll play. I think RV improved, if I can remember correctly. I don't know. But I'm gonna say Colts. I think you beat Guac. If he continues how he was playing last season, I think you got him. Busy over the Saints, Van over Sparty, and then I got Pride beating Nick.
Same. And we'll just wrap it up with that there.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see if our picks panned out. Big week 2 for me. Play against the Chiefs. Last time we played, I was up and then folded.
So what you're saying is, it's a win for you, as long as you don't fold.
I'm going to make it competitive.
All right, y'all. We're going to catch y'all later. You know, just go out there and compete. Don't get blown out.
Yeah, I mean, and at this point.
Y'all have a good day.
We just coming to have a good time, man. We just trying to play and have a good time. Let the winds fall where they may.